USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings and other violence, as well as widespread looting in Chicago over the weekend. Chicago police say at least 30 shootings occurred from Friday through last night, and 13 police officers were injured. Chicago Police Commissioner David Brown says,
"This was not an organized protest. Rather, this was an incident of pure criminality against our police officers and against our city."
Much of the looting took place along the famous Magnificent Mile. One person is dead following a natural gas explosion in Baltimore this morning. The city's fire department says the victim was an adult woman. Two other people are in serious condition. The initial report from a Baltimore fire union official said at least five people were trapped in the rubble, and that included some kids. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
President Trump signing orders over the weekend that would extend some coronavirus relief benefits, but Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says the administration remains open to more stimulus negotiations with Democratic leaders if they're willing to try to make progress.
There's a deal to do if the Democrats are reasonable and want to compromise, and if their attitude is, we'd rather give you nothing than agree on things, then we're not going to get a deal.
Mnuchin spoke on CNBC. There are now more than 5 million confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. since the pandemic began, and over 163,000 deaths. Tens of thousands of motorcyclists are in Sturgis, South Dakota, for the massive annual motorcycle rally. Crowds were expected to be lighter this year because of the pandemic, but it looks like maybe not. And there's little evidence of social distancing, according to witnesses. The Republican Governor Kristi Noem welcomed the bikers, saying she's excited for visitors to see what the state has to offer. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
An investigation's begun into what sparked a massive fire at the upstate New York home of TV chef and personality Rachel Ray. Several fire departments were called to battle the blaze last night in the community of Lake Luzerne, which is about 2 hours north of New York City. A representative for Ray says she and her husband and their dog were not hurt. There are still over 100,000 residents in the New York City area without power from last Tuesday's tropical storm. Mount Vernon, New York, Mayor Mike Spano says he is frustrated.
It turned out to be probably the most severe storm we've had since Sandy. Caught a lot of people by surprise, but shouldn't have caught Con Ed by surprise.
Layoffs are expected to hit Warner Brothers and HBO. Warner Media announcing it is expected to let go of at least 800 workers at its Warner Brothers and HBO operations as part of a broad restructuring that's been put in place by the unit's CEO, Jason Kilar. Warner Brothers will begin laying off around 650 people, reportedly starting today. HBO will let go about 150 to 175 employees. The layoffs come after Kilar unveiled a reworking of the company's operations, removing the top programming leaders at HBO Max and consolidating Warner Media's production operations into a single operation. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.